I have a black cat. Or as my mom calls it, a black cat. It's a tuxedo cat. They wanted to give me an orange one, but I was like, do you have anything more formal? I'm kind of the funny guy at the kill shelter. Yeah. People see my tuxedo cat. They always say the same thing. They're like, what's his name? What's his name? It's a she. It's a she. What, a woman can't wear a tuxedo? I guess someone's never been to a lesbian wedding before. I guess someone's never seen a lesbian magician before. I guess someone's never had a lesbian butler before. I guess someone's never had a lesbian blackjack dealer before. I guess someone's never had a lesbian maitre d' before. I guess someone's ever been to the New York Lesbian Philharmonic before. I guess someone's never seen an all-lesbian production of Phantom before. I guess someone's never seen a regional all-lesbian production of Phantom before. Educate yourself on black tie lesbians. Thank you. Thanks. Round of applause. Be honest. Round of applause if you think that men with cats are weird. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? We are. Catman. I took my cat to the vet, and the vet body-shamed my cat. She was like, wow, 14 pounds. I guess there's no appetite issues. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Way to take a swipe at an animal that can't defend itself. It's not like my cat could be like, oh, you're a vet? It's giving fake doctor. Guess there's no ambition issues. By the way, nice Crocs, cunt. Tuxedo cats. They're fun. Anyone here have a tuxedo cat? Yeah, they're the best, aren't they? They got so much style. They're dressed up no matter what. It's like having your own little Hasidic Jew. I am of the tribe. People ask me why Jewish guys are so socially awkward. I'll tell you my story. The first party I ever went to, a strange man cut off the tip of my penis. So yeah, I'm kind of an introvert.
I was there.
My friend was like, Matt, I went to the craziest party. I'm like, really? The craziest party? Did some guy steal part of your dick? Because your parents paid him to? My friend was like, Matt, why do you Jews own everything? Why do you Jews own everything? Can you believe that? I was so mad, I evicted him. Hate has no home in my duplex. I got married to a Christian woman. When my Jewish aunt found out, she said that I was, quote, finishing Hitler's work. I was like, this is the worst wedding toast. Honey, we should have invited Hitler. At least he could give a speech. Come on. Guys, I just got back from Amsterdam. You guys like Amsterdam? And you know the first thing I did when I got to Amsterdam? Blow up my souvenir Anne Frank house balloon. That's right. That's right, baby. But it's been a rough week. I just had a pregnancy scare. A couple I hate got pregnant. And I just don't like kids. I was eating lunch at McDonald's today, and this mom was trying to get her son to leave. And then she points at me and she's like, "Johnny, get over here or I'm leaving you here with that man." What the fuck? I didn't know I was a worst case scenario. I wanted to think of a snappy comeback, but the snappiest thing I could think of was, "Your son would be lucky to have me." Then they just left me in the ball pit. Yeah, I've written for The Daily Show for about 12 years. Thank you. Thanks. My niece was like, "How come they've never put you on camera?" I don't know, because they said I look too much like my gross niece. And not enough like my smoking hot nephew. I love my family. I told my mom that I signed up to run a half marathon. She's like, "You're gonna get blown to bits." Like at the Boston Marathon. Mom, nobody's gonna bomb a half marathon. Nobody gives a shit. You think ISIS is going after a bunch of fat Brooklyn cat dads? It'd be like flying two planes into a TJ Maxx. It's like, it's sad, but it was already sad. I'm 43 years old. Clap it up for me. I'm 43. I'm half done. Feels good. You know what I like about being middle-aged is you're alive and you get to watch your body die. I just found out I had a bald spot. Nobody told me. You know how I found out? The CVS security cam. I was like, "Why is that monk buying Peeps?" My favorite snack is Gushers. You guys like Gushers? Yeah, gush, gush. I love Gushers. Because, like, gummy bears are good, but what if they could ejaculate? You hit your 40s, you know, your body breaks down. That's what happens. Now I'm getting partial erections. I'm getting partial erections, but weirdly, the part that gets erect is just the middle third. Is that normal? Like, it's soft on top, rock hard in the middle, ladies. And the bottom is closed for the season. Looks like an onion in a sock. It looks like a snake that ate a rabbit. Or Popeye's arm after spinach. Sometimes the first and third parts get hard. The middle is soft. Looks like a nunchuck. So dating is tough. I have a big announcement. This is kind of crazy. I'll just come out. I just got engaged. Yeah, thank you. And this is the happiest I've ever been, so I don't really know if I'm still funny. So I wrote some jokes while happy. Here goes. Ever notice how each day is better than the last? What's that all about? But seriously, folks, you don't want to be around me in the morning. That is, unless you like flapjacks. This guy knows what I'm talking about. I was at the Genius Bar the other day, and the line was so long.
How long was it?
Who cares? I just made love to my new fiance. Up top. Thanks, guys. So that was a bit. I'm actually going through a rough divorce. But now for my regular set. Ever notice how you could just vanish and nobody would care? What's that all about? But seriously, folks, you don't want to be around me in the morning. I cry and masturbate. This guy knows what I'm talking about. I was at the Genius Bar the other day, and the line was so long, I'm lonely. And I can't even bring a woman home because my cat will bite her. Look, I don't want to talk about my divorce anymore. I want to talk about how cute my cat is. Okay, so here goes. My cat is so cute.
How cute is she?
My cat is so cute, she prolonged a loveless marriage by 3 years. My cat is so cute.
How cute is
she? My cat is so cute, I barely noticed that I was an emotional hostage. My cat is so cute.
How cute is
she? My cat is so cute, I want to eat her like a knish. Just want to eat her up. So yeah, I am divorced. My ex is from Sweden. I scored a Nord. I took a liking to a Viking. I was misbehaving with a Scandinavian. Thank you. Jews and Swedes are perfect together. She didn't give me affection, and I didn't believe I deserve it. People think that Swedes are stiff, but mine was a blast. You know, we still celebrate her annual smile. Swedes do not like comedy. I took her to a show and she would just be bored out of her mind. Let me tell you. She didn't like living in the city. She's like, you know how many homeless people we have back in my hometown in Sweden? One homeless person. I'm like, is anyone going to help her? He must feel really bad. He's like, good night, everyone. Enjoy your homes. I'll be out here. He goes to the town meeting. The mayor is like, in Sweden, no one is left behind except Guntar. Even socialism can't help a loser like Guntar. Kill yourself, Guntar. Sweden, the country of IKEA, and nobody has an extra couch for Guntar. I love IKEA. I'm kind of a shopaholic, actually. I shop at a big and tall store, or judging from the catalog, it's more of a fat and super fat store. You're I know you're not allowed to say fat. The term is media blogger, but I'm trying to slim down. You know, last year I had an embarrassing experience. I went horseback riding and they stopped me. They're like, "Sir, you're too heavy to get on that horse." I'm like, "You didn't even weigh me. Did the horse eyeball me?"
"No fucking way."
That's a hard way to find out you're fat. Usually it's like, "Hey, these pants are getting tight." Not, "Hey, I could break a horse." After that, I joined a gym. They're like, "So what are your fitness goals?" I'm like, "Animal safety." No good. I went to Japan, and I'm pretty sure I was the biggest person in the country. Yeah, I had a tour guide, and he pointed to an ancient temple, and he was like, "Mr. Matt, no fit in that building. Mr. Matt, too big." You know the worst part? He was from Wisconsin. I'm a big guy. I like to eat. One time I went to an Easter brunch, and I knew I was the only Jew because they were like, "Matt, are you allowed to eat ham? Everything here is ham. Can I eat ham? I don't even believe in God." And by the time you see how much ham I can eat, you won't believe in God either. You'll be like, "If Jesus loved me, how could he create this bearded ham vacuum?" I don't know if there is a God, but if there is, he's a petty bitch. Apparently, if you have a tattoo, you're not allowed to be buried in a Jewish graveyard. Here's what I want to know. Who checks? As a test, I want to get a tiny, tiny tattoo deep on the inside of my anus. And it's going to say, "Hey, Rabbi, you are good at your job. P.S. Keep digging. I left you a bag of cocaine." Shabbat shalom. And that's how you write a joke about Jewish tunnels. Mic drop. Okay. Yeah. Round of applause if you are divorced. Round of applause if you're divorced, but you don't want to admit it in a public setting. I just bought a jigsaw puzzle designed for divorced men. 21 national parks to visit before you kill yourself. I think the hardest part about breaking up is when you catch yourself using little phrases that your ex used to use. Like, I was in Barnes & Noble and I said to the cashier, "I don't love you anymore." He understood. Yeah, I am going to a divorce support group. It's actually an improv class, but yes, and I'm divorced. Yeah, so fall is here, huh? That's right. Time for seasonal depression. I bought a daylight lamp that's supposed to improve your mood, but apparently you have to look at it for an hour a day just for it to work. You know, it's not going to improve my mood. Penciling into my schedule, time with lamp. Sorry, Cindy Crawford. Can't go on a date tonight. Got to get back to the lamp. Sorry, Carmen Electra and Daisy Fuentes. Can't have a threesome tonight. Gotta get back to the lamp. Sorry, Bo Derek and Farrah Fawcett and Lillian Gish. Can't have a foursome tonight. I went and I started working with a personal trainer. And dumbest man I've ever met in my life, by the way. And, you know, we're talking about fitness goals. And he's like, well, my life goal was always to lift a woman up and eat her pussy. Number one, does this gym have an HR department? I thought this was crunch, not munch. And also, did you say this was your life goal? Your whole life since kindergarten? Chris, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a cunnilingus power tower. I want to be a forklift with a tongue. Ah. I want to give women oral sex bat mitzvahs. Hava. Ladies, is this what you want from a man? Are women coming home from a date being like, Todd ate me out on a bed? Ew, gross. What's with the assist, Todd? I can't come unless I hit my head on a smoke detector. Love ain't easy for the cat man, guys. Love ain't easy for the cat man. I was seeing a woman for a while, and she was like, Matt, I want you to be meaner to me in bed. And I tried, but I don't think I was being the right kind of mean. I was like, get on the bed, stupid. Yeah, you like that? Well, I hate your paintings. I'm going to fuck you harder than it is to communicate with your son. I mean, seriously, what's going on with that? Listen, I'm not here to kink shame, okay? We all have things that we like. Sometimes I like to hide out in an unlocked men's room stall and eat a Whopper. And when someone comes in, I say, please don't tell my wife. Love ain't easy for the cat man, guys. Who here is on the apps? On the apps, on the apps. I joined Tinder, and I saw a woman who had a very, very simple bio. It said, German children's librarian. I couldn't believe it. My top three porn searches. If you're not laughing at that joke, you should probably call the police. But, yeah, no, I actually, I did go on a date with a woman who had this adorable pug in her profile, and we meet up, and she's like, you know, I work at a pediatric hospital. I'm like, yeah, tell me about the dog. And her face falls. She's like, the dog passed away last week. I'm like, oh, my God. You should really update your profile. Yeah, I went on a date with a woman, started out all fun and flirty. You know, she's like, ooh, I like being choked in bed. Then she's like, I can't come home with you because I'm allergic to cats. Make up your mind. Do you want to breathe or not? Forget the choking. We could play hide the Benadryl. Went on a date with someone else. She's like, I thought men with cats are gay. Men with cats are gay. What about He-Man? Remember He-Man, cartoon character from the 80s? He had a big cat. And I Googled He-Man to show her. And as it turns out, He-Man is super gay. My cat is really, really important to me. We've been together about 10 years now, and she's been with me through all of my darkest moments, the divorce, COVID, finding out Ellen is mean. You guys remember where you were when you found out Ellen is mean? People were really hard on Ellen. My friend turned on her, you know. He's like, oh, I never liked her. I thought her talk show jokes were too safe. Yeah, it's a daytime talk show. She's not going to come out there at 3 p.m. like, y'all ever eat a pussy so stank? All right, please welcome Dax Shepard. All right, guys. So now's the part of the show where I turn into something that I hate the most, a musical comedy act. How we all doing tonight? All right, this goes out to Schleppy Kugelstein. He's not just my rabbi, he's also my mover. I have an uncle who's just like Garfield, except instead of Mondays, he hates Koreans. My girlfriend and I are expecting the pitter-patter of little feet. We're playing pickleball with Peter Dinklage. Did you guys hear about that band that turned out to be AI? Their groupies were like, then who have we been fucking? I have a ceiling fan in my bedroom. I'm like, bitch, I know you're a fan of ceilings, but get the frick out of here. I bought a hot glue gun. If you don't know what a hot glue gun is, it's a glue gun with a big fat ass. Did you hear about that leprechaun who lost a bunch of weight? His name is Patty Ozempic. I still have my foreskin in my freezer. Now that's what I call a frosted tip. My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records. My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records. My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records. And then I pulled it out. Woo! All right, thanks. So listen, I belong to a service that lets you know when a celebrity dies. It's called My Mom. A couple years ago, I wake up to a text, four words, all caps, Jeffrey Epstein is dead! Mom, did you kill The J Dog? My mom is Hillary Clinton. When Me Too happened, my mom was like, I think they should throw Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey in a jail cell and force them to shtup each other. Mom, if you put two rapists in a room together, they don't shtup. They start a podcast on Barstool. My mom is 78 years old, and she's only getting hornier. You guys have any horny moms? Asking for a friend. She's like, Matt, I had a sex dream about Paul Newman. Mom, he died 20 years ago. Let this man rest. And also, thank you for ruining his salad dressings for me. Now I go to the store, I'm like, look, it's the blue cheese that makes mother tingle. My mom gets a little weird around gay stuff. You know, she's like, I don't care what they do, I just don't want to see it. Who's asking you to see it? Maybe you should adjust your Eventbrite settings. My mom is here, by the way. My mom is here. Mom, we did it. We're going to YouTube. I used to work at the Apple Store a long time ago. Worked at the Apple Store in 2005. I worked there when they sold the limited edition U2 iPod. Remember that? It was an iPod that came preloaded with all of U2's albums. I heard a customer on the sales floor say, why would anybody want this? And I looked over and it was Bono. I got teased about my name growing up. In sixth grade, this kid came up to me. He's like, hey, Matt Koff, do you have an uncle named Jack? Jack Koff? I was like, I did, but he died in the Holocaust. Then I got to go home early and watch Rugrats. Things were simpler back in the 90s. You know? Practically no school shootings. Couldn't be. You know, our hands were too busy doing the Macarena. You know what my biggest fear was growing up as a kid? Werewolves. You know what my biggest fear is now? Wolves. Wolves are scarier than werewolves because wolves are wolves all of the time. It's like saying, you know, it'd make this wolf attack worse if this wolf was sometimes Greg. Now there's practically shootings every day. Now we're giving guns to teachers for self-defense. Here's my question. Are we going to give guns to substitute teachers? Because those people have nothing to live for. All right, Mr. Perillo, thanks for coming in. Here's your gun for the day. That doesn't go in your mouth. Whoops. Movie day, everyone. Who likes Jumanji? I just want to say a couple of things before I get back to the lamp. I believe that comedy is about bringing people together. You know, I've been up here almost an hour, you know, and I haven't punched out anyone except my gross niece. I really think that comedy is about connecting with people. You know, I did a show last night, and this adorable old woman came up to me, and she's like, I hope you become the next Jerry Seinberg. And I'm like, I think you mean Jerry Seinfeld. She's like, no, I mean Jerry Seinberg. local boy, they found his head in the woods. But on a serious note, this is really an honor for me to be here. This is just so great. You know, it's crazy to think that, like, my first job in high school, I worked at this Jewish-run karate school called Tiger Shulman. Tiger Shulman doesn't sound like a karate school. It sounds like a half ninja, half attorney. Hello, I'm Tiger Shulman. Have you or anyone you know been injured by my fist? Call me or my colleague, Dragon Master Berkowitz. Tiger Shulman, we schmear the competition. We put the Jew in judo. We put the ch in hayach. You're in the splash zone. Sorry about that. My first showbiz job, I was a question writer for the Newlywed Game on the Game Show Network. And they were like, Matt, we like your questions, but they're a little dark. You mind if I tell you a couple before I get out of here? All right. Here's one. Your husband's body washes up on the shore, dead. What's the number one thing you'll miss most about him? Here's one. Your husband's body washes up on the shore, dead. What hors d'oeuvre would he want served at his funeral? Here's one. Your husband's body washes up on the shore, dead. What kind of God would allow this to happen? This one's a little bit different. You and your husband are out for a walk along the shore. A dead body washes up. It's him. You say, oh no, I've been fucking my husband's ghost his whole time. No. That's more of a goosebump story. Guys, that is it. Thank you so much for coming. You guys have been great. Thank you, and good night.
Well, the special was done, but I still had one giant unanswered question.
Sir, your cat is obese.
Your cat is massively obese.
Your cat is obese.
Your cat's obese.
Wow. Your cat is fat. You're fat.
Your cat is obese!
I mean, your cat's obese.
You need to go to eye doc. That's what you need to go to.
Your cat is a total snack, I'm afraid.
Hey, your cat's fat.
That's the fattest cat I've ever seen in my life.
Congratulations, your cat is morbidly obese.
Your cat is fat!
You make me sick.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
Your cat is rotund.